Welcome, welcome, welcome. That was the most atonal thing you've ever heard in your life, wasn't it?
I had no idea what that was.
That was me. I was almost trying to riff along like, welcome, welcome, welcome. But
hello there.
Yes, it just came out dead and devoid of all things musical.
What is that intro song?
That is actually my brother's band, because I broadcast with Lawyer Howard, and he's afraid I'll get sued if I use like any
You absolutely will.
Music.
Yeah, Gray Sky Eternal, is that his?
Gray Sky Eternal.
See, I do listen to your show.
That blows me away, man. Yeah.
I do listen to your brother on occasion.
This is Annie's Sorrow, I believe.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you want to find that on iTunes by Gray Sky Eternal, enjoy. But you are listening to Papa's Football Podcast.
Ooh.
You like how I caught on the football? Like, Papa's what?
So this is where you just talk about football.
We do football on this one. This is not Papa's Basement, my main show. Me, John Papa Giorgio. Don't know if I got my name out there yet. Did I, Joshua Burns?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're covering our bases again.
I know. That's my full name.
Yes.
Joshua.
Yeah. In case he says anything horrible.
Come after me.
Yeah.
I know. I remember the first time this group of people that I hung out with for years.
Mm.
We'd just party together on the weekends, get hammered, go to the bars, come back. And at one point, I introduced myself using my first name, and they were so confused that my name wasn't just Burnsy.
Burnsy.
You know, like Madonna. I actually have a first name. And they were just so blown by that.
Performing artist Burnsy.
Yeah, they're like, wait a minute, who? Who are you? You have a first name? Josh? Yeah.
Is that your nickname literally with everyone, Burnsy?
Ever since, for
some reason, I always think of you as Josh, but maybe because we don't like conversationally talk, we tweet and text and talk about doing shows and then don't do them.
Just never do them. Well, because we don't do our show ever anymore. I'm going to blame one big Hindu on that.
The big brown guy.
It's all his fault.
Big Brown and Burnsy. That was maybe the only podcast I would actually entertain.
You know, I listen to yours and I listen to Rogan and a couple others, but it's just anymore, I don't have the time. You know, I mean, I was getting, for the past 6 weeks, I've been getting prepped for this podcast here and just watching football 24/7, similar to what John Gruden does. I was studying tape, watching plays,
filming beer commercials.
Because I knew you were going to ask me to do this tonight. So I was like, you know what? I need to be on my game.
Well, I think the audience appreciates the complete amount of prep you're bringing to this, and in no way did I actually contact you when because Howard, the normal co-host, is in Montana, which is hilarious to me because Howard's half Asian, so I always want to picture the Asian half living in Montana, and he's got like some Korean rancher uncle, but it's just the white half, just a white guy with a shotgun.
People in Montana think he's like the Dalai Lama because they've never seen.
I think he has to be this like exotic biracial treat up there. Like, he really has to be hot S, I would think.
To the women or the men?
Both. Like, the men are just like, you're making me question all sorts of things, feller.
What exactly are you, son?
I've got feelings I don't want to address.
Are you one of those lady boys you see?
Yeah, exactly. I saw The Hangover, too. I think he has a weird time up there. He enjoys it. I know nothing of Montana. Literally, the extent of what I know of Montana is from King of the Hill episodes. I think there's one where the hills go to Montana, where Peggy is from, and it might have been North Dakota. Could have been South Dakota.
One of the Dakotas or Idaho or something out there.
I really don't know. It's just that's one of those states where you drive for 8 hours and you don't see people on the road.
I've never spent any time out there.
Why would you? Why would you? No offense to Howard. You've got family there, but why?
What would I do? My cousin lived there for a little while in Montana. I think Montana. She rode dirt bikes. That's about it.
It's a state built for that. It is literally an empty extreme games dump of a state. You can snowboard your heart's content. You could snowboard the whole state across. No one would stop you.
Well, Howard, I'm glad you're in Montana, so I got to come out to Fairfax tonight.
I'm glad to have you.
Yeah.
Your whole thing as a football fan, I know you do a lot of tweets about the Buckeyes. That seems to be your main jam, but you have allied yourself with an NFL team as well. And they are the mighty, the triumphant, the powerful, the world-stopping
Cleveland Browns.
There you go.
You know, I denounced the Browns after week 3. I said, you know, I'm done with them.
I think they were 0-3 at that point.
At that point, they were. And, you know, my rationale was when you put something into anything, money, time, commitment, you expect something, some kind of reciprocity, right?
Yeah.
Is that even a word? Reciprocity. You want something to be reciprocated. Right.
You pay for dinner, you want head.
Yeah, right?
That's the equation.
If you're going to go to a particular restaurant and you get crap service, crap food every single time, why would you continue going back? You wouldn't. At one point, you're going to go, you know what? This place sucks.
I'm not going to name the establishment for fear of them suing us, but the answer is because you love their cheese biscuits.
I was going to ask you if you were a patron of the one that was on the road that I passed. I was like, wait a minute.
Is the Crimson Crustacean that I patronize when I dabble.
I'm going to say two things. 19 different starting quarterbacks since the expansion of 1999 and 8 different head coaches. That's it. That's all I got to say.
And that is when they reestablished themselves, right? Because the Browns literally became the Ravens. And as soon as they shed that horrible moniker, they've won, I think, 7 Super Bowls, if I'm keeping track.
Every single year, they've won a Super Bowl since
they've either lost or won it. Yeah, they've just never not been in the Super Bowl since.
The second year after getting to Baltimore, they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is an actual statistic. That's an actual fact, not made up for.
And then they went on to win another
one. Of course, they got it last year.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And the glory of Cleveland was before the merger. They were unstoppable back in those days.
Did Jim Brown never play before the merger? Or I'm sorry, after the merger?
No.
That's what I thought. Because like they literally, he carried the team. Figuratively, literally everything. He would put that stadium on his back.
That's it.
If you've watched footage of that guy.
He was a monster.
It was insane.
And that was it. And they have not done anything. I mean, my glory days were the 80s. You know, the mid-80s, Bernie Kosar.
Oh, I thought personally, like when you were 5, like how hard did you rock?
I was dominating stuff at 5 years old. You have no idea. But since Bernie left and Ernest Biner got traded to Washington, Kevin Mack just kept doing too much coke. I think he probably ended up in prison. The Browns just fell apart. It's brutal. Anyway, I said I was going to become a Cincinnati fan. Then they go on a 3-win streak. And now they throw back in Whedon, and he's
well, they
lost.
Had 2 wins under who is it? Brandon Hoyer.
Hoyer, yeah.
And
3
then,
wins. And he got hurt.
Well, they had 2, and then literally like the drive where I tune in, I'm like, you know what? I'm getting in on this action. And the play, I flip in his ACL tear. So you have me to thank.
Thanks. And then EJ Manuel got hurt in that same game for Buffalo.
That was a horrific game. But yeah, with both starters down. Cleveland manages to eke out a win. I think they've lost, I guess it can, how many since? It can only be 1, right? We've only done week 7.
Whedon
just looked horrific, though.
It's bad. It's bad when a mid-40s ex-player contacts the Browns and says, hey, listen, I'm in pretty good shape. Can I get a tryout? Jeff Garcia's contacted
Cleveland. It's like a banging my playmate beard wife.
I grew up with her. I went to school with her.
Really?
Yeah,
are they still together?
My hometown. 3 kids, doing well.
Really? Like Petri dish kids, or
He actually, yep.
Weird. Everyone thought he played the skin flute.
I think a lot of people
did. And by that, I mean penis.
And as a matter of fact, I was just talking about that today, and one of the guys had mentioned that they think Jason Gamble's the same.
I think
same
if you're
situation.
A white guy and you don't understand the complex nature of like, black dude facial hair culture, any black guy who just maintains like a thin mustache, it looks just like black John Waters to you. You're like, I think he's gay. Like same with Mike Vick has this perfectly manicured facial hair, and for a while everyone was like, Mike Vick is gay. Before he was a dog fighter, he was gay,
and then he got caught dog fighting, and then they're like, no,
yeah,
he's not gay.
And they're like, oh,
gay,
well, we actually have something to tear him down for, so he's straight, but he hates man's best friend. But before that, yeah, I think you just see the well-manicured facial hair.
Just assume.
Because, yeah, almost no white guy. You have a really well-coiffed beard, so I might be talking a turn here, but.
Sloppy.
Well, it's not black guy well-groomed. They would laugh you out of the community.
Oh, I'd be ostracized for a white guy.
Yeah, that is gorgeous. What you
have? Yours is well put together. You're groomed nice. Your mustache looks good. Mine's all like over the lip.
I actually had one sideburn that was sticking out, and the other wasn't. And so I shoved my hands under the spigot, and I rinsed them both through, like both sideburns, and they're all just puffed out, and I look like Ed Reed, like dirty hobo Santa for a bit. And then I smeared them back down. That was enough, I guess, to get them down. So thank you for noticing.
So you is it moisturized in there, or do you have a lot of dry skin and flakes from the beard?
I think like if you shaved my beard, or if you just looked under the strands, it would be like that zoom in at the vet's office where it's like, these are the eggs growing in your dog's flesh. And there's like literally every skin malady known to animal kind illustrated there. That's what I have. Like there's corpsicles filled with pus.
If I shake this,
there's a like, tick probably.
Stuff's coming out.
Oh, a dander.
Yeah. I mean, it's that long and disgusting. There might be some remnants of an Italian sub I had at the Italian store.
That is the worst. Like, you know, you go out with a chick and you can't wait to get over that hump where it's no longer you're shaming yourself and she's just cool with like, hey, sweetie.
Yeah, you're still trying to impress
there's
her.
There's an onion straw just halfway down your chin and just plucks it out. And then you want to get to the point like 10 dates later when she pulls it out, you're like, I was looking for that.
Yeah, thank you.
And you fetch it like the petal of a blooming onion.
I have to be careful what I eat. I got to be real strategic because I know if I get a lot of mustard or barbecue sauce in this, it takes me 10 napkins to completely
clean. Oh, for me, it's popcorn. That's the worst. Like popcorn, I just take a handful and hold it to my face like a Tokyo subway rider. I'm just like with a mask. And I'm just like, and eventually it gets down, but Christ knows how much is around me.
Yeah. It's just a disaster.
Yeah, it's almost like Scarface's nose from the end when he plants it in that big desk pile right when Gina gets killed in front of him.
I love that movie.
That's the best. All right, let's actually talk football. We have never done a show together. So it's fun to
talk about
riff.
It for years.
Yes.
So, you know, the point being here with Cleveland is it's, if you remember on our show probably 2 years ago, we actually had an argument of whose sports town was worse, Washington, being a Washington fan, or being a Cleveland fan.
It's easy. It's Cleveland. There's actually championships. I take pride in that. You should. I mean, if you're going to be bad, be all the way bad, like the 0-16 Lions.
The drive, the fumble, LeBron, the decision, Ernest Biner. I mean, Ernest Biner was brutal in the fumble. But then, you know, Cleveland Indians should have won a couple World Series championships in the 90s.
Botched it this year. I mean, I guess it wasn't the worst loss. Some people are able, the way they lost their little one-game playoff this year, and be like, well, it was a good season. I guess that was a success. That would have ripped my heart out. Like, if I'm not going to win, I want to be 0-1.
I'd rather just win 15 games. Yeah, I'd rather win 15 games in the season and just be like, you know what? You had no shot.
Yeah.
You were that bad than have, like, something that close where you could taste it and then it's ripped from you.
Well, let's move away from that, from the nothing that is Cleveland. Sorry. We all know it is. To the something, the everything right now, that is Kansas City. At 7-0, the league's one unbeaten. If anyone had that, just GTFO. GTFO, good sir. That's what I say.
You are a man of acronyms. Very few words, many acronyms.
Get the fudge out. Sorry.
Andy Reid already coach of the year. Are we gonna give him the crown right now?
I don't know. I'll say this about the Chiefs, and here's where I'm gonna bust out. Like occasionally, I'm just like beautiful mind, like the yarn strings I'm pulling on them, and occasionally I get one.
I don't even call you John Papa George. I call you John Nash majority of the time.
They've censored my gay life from the theatrical release. I'm just totally heterosexually into Jennifer Connelly.
Give me what you got. All right.
I want to say last year, despite their horrific record, they had 6 Pro Bowlers. And the scuttlebutt, oh yes, the scuttlebutt throughout the league, the Chiefs were much better than their record indicated. Everyone said that. They just thought it was a couple tweaks, and this could be not a team in contention, but at least one on the way up. Well, guess what? They swap out Castle, and they get Alex Smith, who, again, no one's going to think you put Drew Brees in this bitch. Oh, yes, bitch. But
before Kaepernick took over in San Fran, he was, wasn't he 6-0 in San Fran before
he
got hurt?
He was doing great, and then he got hurt, and I think by text, I forget which Harbaugh is which, just Jay Harbaugh. You're covered either way. Jay Harbaugh texted him, and it was almost like a breakup. It was like, Alex, I'm so sorry.
This isn't working.
It was literally when I was breaking up with a chick, and I dumped her, and then that wasn't good enough, and she had to come back so then she could dump me. Literally the words, I'm so sorry, were uttered in that same capacity.
It's not you. It's the tats. Well, who are you going to take, a clean-cut girl, or you want a tatted-up dirty girl?
Oh, I want the dirty one.
There you
go. I
want
the dirty art student.
That's Kaepernick.
Who doesn't know
Smith.
What no means.
That's she knows Kaepernick.
What K-N-O-W means, but not the N-O.
I bet you could get Kaepernick to do a lot of things in bed that you couldn't get Alex Smith to do. Alex Smith's too clean-cut. Wasn't he from Utah? Wasn't he a Ute?
I don't know. Now I'm picturing like some NFL lemon party, though. I wish you hadn't taken it there.
I did. I took it with the tats. You know, he's always, Kaepernick's always running around naked.
He's like a Bang Bros girl.
He's always nude. Yeah.
The other chick's just from Playboy blog. Alex Smith is just the
girl
blondie.
Next door.
Yeah.
That's just not going to put out.
Might show a little lip in her pictorial.
Just the top. Made a landing strip. Kaepernick's going all the way. So,
damn landing strip.
So with that being said, we've replaced Castle. We got Alex Smith in there. Was it Romeo Crennel last year? Who is the ultimate players coach because the players love him.
But yeah, literally has a bowl of candy outside
surprise,
the locker room.
Surprise, surprise. He was the only coach that couldn't win in Cleveland, for God's sakes. Old Romeo, old teddy bear.
They bump him for another fat man. Another fat, fat lad. Good old Andy. And all of a sudden, I guess, moving away from Philly, let's be honest, does wonders for anyone. It's if you've never been, as a Virginia resident, I will compare it to a much meaner, more violent Richmond. It still has the undercurrent of like, here are your hipster tattooed white kids, and then here are the people who want to rob and murder them, and they kind of just coexist a couple blocks apart.
Yeah, there was an old lady that called into one of the sports shows the other day. They were talking about Philadelphia, and she was talking about it at one of the games, one of the Philadelphia fans. She wasn't sure if it was urine or beer, but definitely got something spilled on her deliberately. She thinks it was urine. Pretty certain it's urine. She says next time she goes to a Philadelphia
she'll
Eagles
take a taste.
Game, she'll be wearing a raincoat. But
punch.
Their fans are absolutely...
animals. I mean, didn't they like snowball and hurl batteries at Santa? Isn't that the famous example?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole Jets fan fiasco, which I think maybe we bring up in passing... You've heard of this, right? The Jets fan after the Pats lost on that weird technicality, he's confronted by a New England female fan.
He's not having that. No one's going to talk smack to him. He's gonna punch you no matter who you are.
Yeah, and he clocks her. And it turns out this guy has this like horrible history of violence. Like he was arrested at 17 for stabbing a dude, and I guess they got it down to manslaughter because he only did 3 years.
Is that wrong? Is that not good?
I mean, if it's part of your spirit quest and that's how you're going to become the top eagle on the totem pole, according to your shaman, I'm not sure.
One of the greatest things about that kid was how his mother gets on television and is interviewed and talking about what a great
good boy.
A great boy he was and that the girl deserved it.
Oh, God.
And then she goes, well, I don't condone hitting girls, but in this case, he was defending himself.
It's nuts. It's truly nuts. I mean, it shows moms will, you could literally get, was it Clara Hitler? Mother of a certain Adolf Hitler. And she'd be like, look, I'll be the first to admit things got out of hand by the end there. But let's not just paint the guy in the worst way possible.
There's a lot of years before that where he might have been an all right kid.
Look at that gross domestic product. If you think the German economy would be where it is without my Adolf, you've got another thing coming.
Well, we don't need to psychoanalyze too much here, but what is it with grown men that gets them to paint their face or their chest, go, you know, throw on a jersey of a child? I mean, so, you know, if you're 50 years old,
yes.
You know, I mean, they do it at college games.
Well, it always creeps me out whenever a player is referred to as kid. Like, oh, it's a sharp kid. Look at what that kid's doing on the field. He's a man. He could bang your wife better than you ever could.
he's
going to make a lot more money than you ever will.
But what happens to them when they get into the stadium that they somehow feel that when a team beats their team, that they've done them such an injustice or so wrong. Like, it's like murdering their child. They need to exact revenge anybody.
My quick theory is there's a lot of people who feel they really don't have much going on whatsoever, and they have to identify with something outside of themselves for a bigger purpose. And that sounds sinister, like it could be lumping God into that whole thing, but maybe it is if you want to paint religion in that context. But a lot of people, the team is their thing, or their way into America or their political party or whatever. But a lot of people are just, I live and die by the Cowboys, say. And if the Cowboys get screwed, that is their life. They have nothing outside of that team doing well.
Those guys would punch a team full of Jesuses, I'm convinced.
Absolutely. They'd be getting out the crucifixes and the nails.
Damn you, Jesus.
Can you double up on those crosses? We miscounted.
We need a few more here.
Getting back outside
of Andy Reid, I mean, who are we looking at, you know, who's really turned a team around?
Like that? I was actually going to ask you what you wanted, where you felt everyone fell on the power rankings. I think that's a fun thing to do with the NFL. Do you think Kansas City really is the number one in the league? Being the only undefeated, if we're going to give a pat answer, you could say they are the most powerful in the league. And I think despite being 7-0, it's kind of hard to buy into them. They've played a couple of replacement quarterbacks. I think the combined records of the teams they've beaten is pretty paltry. So it's hard to pick them as the top seed. Now, how does that tie into you asking like turnarounds and coaching and stuff? I would not put KC at number one. I'd probably put them at like two or three, but my top pick, New Orleans, who got back Sean Payton, who rescued them from the utter doldrums of last year. Again, getting back to who can turn around a team, Sean Payton sure as hell seems to be able to.
Well, he's an offensive genius. That's one. Talking about power rankings, I don't put Kansas City at the top, regardless of what their schedule, what their record dictates or says about them.
They're just kind of a boring team. Is that it? Or
when you look at who they've played, that's almost like saying, you know, we're talking about football, but you talk about an Ohio State team who is playing a weak Big Ten right now. Non-conference games aren't that great. You know, if they go undefeated again and you have a one-loss SEC team, the SEC team's going to take it because of what their schedule is.
Yeah.
They're playing better teams. And Kansas City, they're not the best. I give you New Orleans, the Saints are a tough team. But despite their one loss, I think Denver's up there. And I also think Seattle's up there.
I think a lot of people, a sexy pick is Seattle for the top. I guess my one issue with them, I haven't watched them a ton, A, because I hate them. And they do horrible things to the Redskins every year in the postseason. Whenever they meet, it's just the Redskins' death sentence. It's literally the Redskins are playing the Reaper this weekend.
Done. Dead.
They're done. They're out. Their season is good as gone. It doesn't matter how it's going to happen. It will happen. I think Wilson, Seattle's quarterback, is doing a great job running. That, from what I've heard, stats-wise, the guy's putting up like 70 rushing yards a game or something stupid like that. But I've heard his passing still isn't particularly sexy. They get back Percy Harvin this week. Please tell me it's Percy Harvin. It's not Percy Harvin, is it?
It's Percy Harvin.
Is it Percy Harvin? Yeah. Good. I sounded smart. And then I questioned myself and ruined
it
all.
Damn it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. It's like when you get all confident and you're like, hey, girl, go out with me. She's like, okay. And you're like, what? A little squeaky voice. Me? But... yeah, I would say that if Harvin really can perform, and he's one of those dudes who he's like a hot psycho girlfriend. That's what I liken him to. Like the 3 days a month where she wants to be a good girlfriend, she's like, oh, here's a stromboli I made for you from scratch. Now let me get on my knees while you enjoy that. And here's PTI, which I DVR'd for you. And you're like, oh, this is great. And then like 2 weeks later, you're up at 4 a.m. calling frantically for, you know, and she's texting pictures of her with another guy too. You're like, why did I don't deserve this treatment. It's just hit and miss. He's the same thing. You're going to get like two insane games out of him. Like,
and then he's going to get a migraine.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's going to be out for 3 games.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, oh, I stubbed my toe. You're like, well, Percy, that's not an injury we scratch a game for. And he just looks at you and like, okay, I guess it is.
Yeah. He's so athletically gifted. You just got to keep him on the field. You know,
he seems an issue. I, as a Seattle hater, am praying that he becomes some sort of cancer. Like he's the second coming of T.O. and he poisons the locker room somehow. That's what I'm holding out hope for. But I just think both the offense and the defense are more explosive with New Orleans. I know that Seattle has this insane shutdown defense, and Sherman is great.
Oh, they're second in the league in passing defense.
Yeah.
And even against the run, they're not that bad. I think they're like 5 or 6 in the league.
But given where the league is, what would you prefer having? Run defense or pass defense?
Pass defense.
When we can't touch the quarterback anymore, but a running back can pretty much be sledgehammered to death.
Yeah, but no, teams just aren't running like that. It's a passing league now. So if you got, a 6'2", 200-pound cornerback and Richard Sherman just dominating receivers,
That's all you want.
Blows my mind, the size of these guys.
Yeah, they're getting weirder and weirder built. Weirderly. That's not a word.
That's a linebacker back in the 70s.
Yes. Oh, do you ever have the time travel fantasies where you pit like the best of the best from the 60s yeah. against like the Jaguars from this season, and the Jaguars would still crush them? It's horrible, but that's where my brain goes.
That's
the guys are just that much bigger.
It's just the guys are just insane. They're so athletic. I think the thing when you look at the passing of Seattle though with Russell Wilson, he doesn't really need to pass. I mean, they're scared of the run, and so when they go to stop him from running, then he can do a little dump off, and they got Marshawn Lynch back there who's a beast. So I don't know if they're the best, but I do put them up there.
I still don't think they can explode for points the way New Orleans can. New Orleans can be down by like 17, and they're not going to be out of it. And their defense seems more turnover driven, as it was the year they won the Super Bowl, which I guess is hit or miss. Like, they can give up 300 yards, and you're like, that's messy. But they managed to get three turnovers.
Yeah, then Drew Brees is going to throw for 600.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we'll catch up.
And their defense seems to magically get these turnovers at the most opportune time. So I don't know if you count on that. It seems kind of lucky. But if it isn't luck, and if it's some kind of skill, then I'll go with the turnovers any day of the week. So I'm liking New Orleans. I don't know how I pronounce that word right there. Denver, I'm worried, to say the least. I thought their whole allure was they had Peyton Manning running this killer offense, and then their defense was supposed to be stout, for lack of a better word. They've been lit up the past couple of games. And I was having this talk with Howard. Does it ever seem like teams are routinely blown out in the league anymore? Or like, if for some reason your high-octane offense it has scored a very few points that day, your crappy defense all of a sudden kicks in, and they manage to keep the game tight. I don't know what it is. I swear to God, defenses get lazy. And they're like, oh, we're up by 10. Who gives a crap?
Oh, we got Peyton Manning. Huh?
Who gives a crumb?
We don't need to play. I mean, if you look at the blowouts, the one that comes to mind is which was a shock, outside of Baltimore's first game of the season, was what Seattle did to San Fran.
Oh God, that was a week gross. Two,
when San Fran had a field goal.
Yeah, and
that was it.
I think in that situation, I don't blame Seattle because it's a divisional rival. You need to assert you can beat this dude, and you walked in this battle of equals. So it's completely mind blowing when you're like, did we do this to you? And it's like the end of the third. It's like, guys, I think we can pull back a bit. I don't think they're in this one. It's not like Denver with Jacksonville where it's like, okay, guys, we cannot be pricks. Just rule one of this game. We cannot be douches to them. They're grown men. We have to respect them to some extent. So, and that's how that kind of game is going to stay close. I don't know. You're iPadding something. What are you iPadding? Is it good?
Oh no, I was just trying to look at who Denver had remaining, who New Orleans has remaining.
Oh well, Denver this week is hosting
is that a win for Denver?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Denver gets it done against the Redskins. But again, I predict some ridiculously high scoring game. Like, I'm sure the Redskins defense will do nothing to stop Peyton Manning. Their secondary is horrific.
Merriweather is suspended, right?
Yeah, he's down to one game. He initially had a 2-game suspension for just loving using his head to smash the head of fellow players, and that's now frowned upon in this league of ours.
Yeah, I guess you can't do that anymore. Yeah. So they brought back Jordan Pugh.
You said they'd let him go for...
Yeah, I thought they released him or sent him to the practice squad a while ago. And now with Merriweather out, what are their options? Your boy
Leeds
out.
I got no clue. I mean, know they're just tapped as a team. The damn Mara. Curse you, Mara. Curse you. That's the only, really the only good thing happening this year as far as I'm concerned. The Giants just being shamed. And I hope they don't reload with like good picks and flush Coughlin and get some like great new
or their coach. Win against Minnesota sparked, you know, something and now they go on, you know, a 12 or a, you know, 11 game win streak.
The East is in the toilet. Anything can happen. Cowboys are leading it at what, 4-3? That's not some world beaters record.
No, it's going to be an 8-8 team. Maybe even a 7-9 team in the NFC East.
Out of the East, I would maybe say like a 9-7.
What's
I don't think
happened
that,
to the NFC East?
Well, the Skins haven't mattered in roughly two decades.
Philadelphia's always been up there. New York's always tough. And Dallas, as much as y'all want to hate them.
Well, I think Dallas has had a lot of downtime as well. And if I was going to pick the two most consistently down teams in the East, I would pick Dallas and
Washington,
the Skins.
Washington and Dallas.
I mean, Dallas really has had how many playoff wins since the three Super Bowls? Not a lot.
I don't know, like one or two?
Yeah,
if
not
that.
A lot. I think, I don't want to say the only one was the one they got with Romo like 3 years ago, but it could be. I wouldn't be shocked.
There might have been one maybe with Quincy Carter.
Yeah, exactly. You're going back a ways. You're going back a ways.
Late 90s?
It really was a division simply owned by the Eagles for a large portion of the 2000s, back when Donovan was at the top of his game. And then the Giants kind of came in and started being a force the years, especially they won their Super Bowls, obviously.
So what's happened with New York this year? Why are they so off? Anything in particular?
Spate of injuries. I don't think everything can be blamed on that, but just injuries up and down. And a lot of their defense not doing, who is left in the defense, not doing well. JPP is kind of crappy this year. I'm trying to think who the hell else they haven't lost.
I wonder if LT is going to do what Garcia did and say, hey, listen, I'll come out and play.
I don't want to see old LT. Young LT was scary. He's one of those guys who is so freakish. You're like, he could be pretty good still, even this day and age. But like, again, that's time machine talk, not LT now.
I just want to live in a time machine.
We could literally do a whole break on time machines, how much I want to go back to the Middle Ages with a laser gun.
Dude, I thought I thought Kip and Uncle Rico had that market cornered, but turns out...
Yeah, a metal rod filled with crystals that burns my genitals. Yeah.
Don't forget the crystals.
I could have told you that.
Don't forget the crystals.
Of course, the crystals and the headband. The copper wire headband.
I mean, that's about as realistic as a DeLorean going back in time, I guess.
It works for me. I don't know. This is what I think of. I just want to go back with our technology and be hailed as a god. But back to football, because we took it to a weird place there.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm thinking about Uncle Rico back in the 80s, what he would have done. He'd probably be playing.
He would have thrown
the
football
Cowboys
over that mountain.
He'd gone.
Chilling in a hot tub with his soulmate.
So, yeah, you know, I think power rankings in the NFL are always tough because I know it's so cliche, but on any given Sunday, truly any team could beat another team unless you're Jacksonville.
Yeah, although Blaine Gabbert is gone apparently, so hope does spring eternal, even in Jacksonville, even though you're owned by Mario.
You know, we were talking about that earlier today, too. We were talking about quarterbacks and one of the guys had mentioned bringing back one of the quarterbacks from Cleveland. And I thought he was absolutely out of his mind. But, you know, the Jets released Brady Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who you look at.
Underwear model and occasional quarterback, Brady Quinn.
He doesn't need football.
No, not with those abs.
Nah. Why
he
would
doesn't
he?
Need our approval either with abs like that. He should be president right now with that hair, that chest. Come on,
he should be.
I want a shredded president. Obama's like kind of close, but he also like smokes cools and crap. Now he's gray. He's gray the way like your pet is that year before you have to euthanize him.
They age so quickly
when they're kind of it's they're like rot from the inside. They just have that white muzzle. You know what I'm talking about.
I think my little dog's turning into that right now.
That's the worst.
He used to be brown. He is like white and gray now.
Yeah, it sneaks up on you. You want to almost just for men them.
Kyle Orton? He's still in Dallas.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Who would have thunk? So what else we have on the old NFL?
The docket? Well, I really just wanted to talk about the Jets guy beating up that chick. I wanted to say, I think New Orleans, for me, best team in the league. We mentioned really, really quickly Merriweather and how he's an idiot, and we have no love for him in D.C. Get him gone. And I guess the last bit of league news before we review games of the week upcoming, they want to double up on Thursday night games, which to me is a horrible idea because everyone in the league hates them. They seem to pick horrible matchups for them. I don't know why. Like this week, we have Panthers at Bucks. Is that like a compelling, you know, they're in the same division? Is that why I'm drawn to this? I guess the Panthers are on a bit of an upswing. Like it's cool to see Cam Newton kind of doing okay because holy Christ, did he have a horrible sophomore year.
Kind of like RG3 sophomore year.
Hold on, I got a mouthful of water. Broadcast professional. Yeah, that's exactly it. As soon as RG3 is crapping the bed, I was like, oh my God, I want to know that year three gets better. I want it gets better campaign for me. The quarterback.
I don't think he's 100%. I think he's still hampered by the injury. I think they probably should have had him sit out a couple of the regular season games. Despite the pressures.
I don't think there's any debate regarding that at this point. The dude was clearly, he's just now starting to get mobile again. And he's playing it off like, look, the coaches didn't want me to run, but man, to be me, I got to run. And it's like, dude, you couldn't run.
No, I watched him run, and you see how gingerly he's running on that leg. He can't make the cuts that he was making last year. And it reminded me when I was watching a college game, but I was watching Braxton Miller when he came back from his knee probably prematurely, and they just don't cut that way. They don't make people miss, and you're not as scared of them, these dual threat quarterbacks or these running threat quarterbacks, because they're not gonna get that make defenders look stupid. They're not gonna be cutting on a dime like RG3 was last year. There's just no way. Their knee is just not it's too tender. I'd see him running out there. He just does not look like the kid that he was last year.
And it's one of those, it's sad. It's one of those situations you wish that under the supervision of a doctor, they could just take HGH and like heal. Like not to get jacked or anything like that, but just to have himself together for the season. It would have been nice. I know that's a whole other can of worms. I should have just shut my damn gap.
No, I mean, I think if Bud Kilmer was a coach, that would have been done preseason. Get in there.
Have him drinking elk piss like old Ray Lewis was. What was he doing? Yeah.
Just get back in there, kid.
I love that last year. I think Ray, tore a triceps? He was back like 8 weeks later.
Deer antler.
Yeah.
Give me the deer antler, coach.
Doing God knows what to get back. And he's like, I'm retiring. What are you going to even try to do against me?
Oh, I wasn't taking anything special. It's just this supplement called Boron.
Yeah.
Or HMB, which we've all heard of, the new miracle, quasi-steroid. Come on. Is that really what you took? Is that really what got you back on the field?
I love it. The league could have cared less.
Yeah.
They're like, we let this guy on the field after he murdered a man.
Yeah, so if he wants to do human growth and juice, we don't care.
It's just innocent fun at this point.
We can't take away ratings because that was one of the biggest, that was the biggest story last year.
Oh, of course.
They can't ruin that. NFL can't ruin that. NFL's not stupid. Come on.
Yeah. But
we talked about, we just touched on it briefly, this kid punching that girl. And who knows what led up to this and who knows what the confrontation was and what was said and what was done.
I mean, it was apparently on her for the most part because she's the one facing charges from it, to my knowledge.
So she clearly was the instigator here.
Yeah.
And I can say, because everyone says, oh, who's going to hit a woman? There's two times where I would hit a woman. Two incidences. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Number one, if a woman spits in my face, she's getting punched flat out. I don't care who you are. If my mother spit in my face, she's getting a knuckle sandwich. I don't give a censored. Second one is the kick to the balls. I just can't do it. If you want to smack me in the face.
I'm so incapacitated by that.
You can smack me in the face. You can punch me in the face. But if you spit in my face or kick me in the balls.
Sounds like a horrifically violent
going down.
Of blue suede shoes.
Going down. You're getting punched. That's it.
I've had people who are violently drunk that I had to shove out of my way. That's the extent of my chick striking. But it was a good shove. It was like a Rick James, like, hand to the back of the head, fling you like a shot put kind of shove. It was a meaty shove.
So she was just belligerent? Was she coming at you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In
coming
a rage?
At me, like, hurling insults at the family for some reason, although she had never met them. Like,
she just hates your family.
Yeah, didn't know them, but...
By the looks of you, she could tell. She
wanted to go
family.
For the throat, and I shoved her out of the way. Just a quick... Wah.
Did you do, like, a swim technique, like a tight end, or did you just take her on and just hip toss her, like MMA, judo
no,
style?
It was the former. I didn't get too fancy with it. Like, it felt like I was overhand pitching a softball because she had a wee little coconut head. It's almost like the end of Beetlejuice type stuff. And just gave it a whipping. Out of my way, bitch, before this gets worse.
things are gonna get real ugly here, honey.
Yeah.
Just go sit down. What's more unattractive than a completely hammered, belligerent, violent woman?
Nothing.
Is there anything?
I mean, like, maybe a dog, you've gotten sick and you just got new carpet.
That's it?
Yeah.
And it's you come home to just 30 piles of
looks
dogs
like
censored on the carpet.
Jackson Pollock painting.
Because drunk guys that get their beer muscles on, I can deal with that because I get it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, a lot of whiskey, I get there. But drunk women that are belligerent and act like they're going to really fight like a big dude. No, you just sit down. Just don't do this. Just don't do this. It's not pretty.
How do you feel, really quickly, before we get to the games coming up, how do you feel? Well, first of all, let's wrap up your topic. I'm sorry. I'm horrible.
Well, I was just wondering if there's any incident where any kind of scenario where you would see being that Jets fan and punching.
No, never would punch a chick. She'd have to be coming out with me with like a knife, or like we could pretend I'm Jackie Chan and I see a person with a gun and I'm able to react so quickly that I cold cock them and they drop it and I'm not just shot in the ribs and dying.
I'm not a small dude either.
You're jacked.
I'll clock her. I don't care.
You would do bad things. She would not be up and about after your punch. Like, this guy does look like he punches like a bitch at the end of the day because he gets her right on the chin and she's still just like, yeah, your mother's a whore.
Tom Brady.
Yeah. He really doesn't knock her down.
And then who was it? Just a random dude that saw it, and he came and punched the dude, but he didn't really seem to faze him.
I think he was trying to score with the
yeah.
blonde.
Don't touch
I defended
my girl.
Your honor. Can you blow me in the turd?
Hey, did you see me?
Blow
did
me
you
in
see
the
me
turlet?
Punch that dude for you? Did you see that? You think I can get a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to jail. Oh, okay. Well,
that's
maybe we can have a George Costanza type of visit.
Nice
here.
Reference.
I like that.
I got what you did there. Do you watch Thursday Night Football at all or no? Because I enjoy it. It fits into my schedule. I can't do the Sunday wall of games anymore, so it's cool to have a little piecemeal. I feel bad that I enjoy it. It's
no, no. I like it.
It's like wearing animal fur.
It breaks up the week a little bit, you know? And I don't know how I feel about the doubling up, you know?
I
especially
don't
when
know
you got
how that would be done.
When you got a bad game, it's like you and your buddy doubling up on a, you know, a 300-pound girl. It's like, you know what? Yes, we had sex. Nah, yes, it's an NFL game, but it was a whale. I mean, you can't be too proud of it. You might high five each other.
There's always
in
that
the
cool thing where it's like the five balls that yeah. toy on the desk, and
yeah.
you just watch the ripple go from ball to ball. It's like that with the fat. You give a thrust, and it ripples through to her face. And
a headboard might be broken in the process. Maybe a bed completely collapsed. But it is sex. So yes, it's NFL. But is it overkill? You know, the one game for me is good enough. What was that on the Monday night when they had the two games on Monday night?
I think that was Sunday night.
Was it Sunday?
Sunday, and that was about 3 weeks ago where starting at 11:35 Eastern, I think the Raiders hosted the Chargers.
Well, they did that because the Oakland A's were playing on the field.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. Like, I got a job.
I mean, I have one in theory. Like, my hours are pretty loose. So I was randomly up at 2. trying to get to bed, and then I go over to Pro Football Talk, which I just do incessantly, and they're like, you know, giving live updates from the game. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I forgot about this treat. And I flipped over like third quarter, got a quarter in. I think they're thinking of putting it on a second network. Like, they're not trying to do two NFL network games because the ratings for that one were abysmal. I thought it was a cool thing. Like, especially if you just keep it Western Conference, you know, like AFC West, NFC West, and it works with the time zone locally. I think it's like a cool little thing you can have going, but I believe they just want, I don't know if this is in their best interest, like two competing Thursday night games.
It's like, it's, you know, it's McDonald's and Boston Market across the street from one another. Ultimately,
I just smell like a litter box.
Well, ultimately, it's all going into McDonald's pocket, right?
Oh, just God, is Boston Market?
Yeah, I think McDonald's owns Boston Market.
I just knew that, like, that was Chipotle's dirty secret.
I think,
but
that was Boston Market as well.
Oh, that would not shock me in the least.
So, you know, I guess a little competition, but if, you know, this, you know, you got Tampa Bay and Carolina, who's going to watch that? I mean,
well, just again, this week, Thursday, Panthers at Bucks. I'll tune in for a bit to see, like, Cam Newton, who's apparently not sucking anymore. Like, he's had two good games, and they want to act like he's shaken off a year and a third of a season of mediocrity.
Are you rooting for the Buccaneers kid? He's a local kid here in Northern Virginia.
Nah,
I think he's like a Loudoun County guy.
I could care less.
Lennon or something?
I forgot. This is where Howard follows those storylines. He would have helped. But unless he went to like one of my high schools, I don't care.
There's no allegiance.
I mean, like, I know Patton Oswalt, the comedian's out of Northern Virginia. That's cool to me, but it doesn't
Danny
make
McBride,
me...
isn't he a Northern Virginia guy?
He's like Fredericksburg or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it's not really Northern, but okay.
We'll take it. We'll co-opt it.
Why not?
But
take Richmond if you can. Shoot.
Oh God, yeah. Richmond.
Richmond's
over
only 2 hours. Oh yeah, right in my backyard.
Well, it's the same way Northern Virginia is totally a Virginia Tech thing. We love them. And Philadelphia is roughly an hour closer than Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
And yet Virginia Tech is a Northern Virginia thing. Why? Hey, who knows?
You know, you're in Cleveland, you're closer to Ann Arbor than you are to Columbus. Or it's very close.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a two-hour drive to get to Ann Arbor and about 2 hours and maybe 15 minutes to get to Columbus.
And yet. You're Ohio.
You can't be a fan of Michigan. Hell no.
So I guess we've covered Panthers at Bucks. I just wanted to highlight that as one of the several crappy, but I'll be watching it, Thursday night games of the week. Browns at Chiefs. You think anything happens? Could it have happened with Hoyer?
I think Cleveland gets destroyed. I think Jason Campbell just... They announced tonight that he's going to start that game. So the days of Brandon Whedon are over. Just another first-round draft pick in Cleveland.
So
you know,
you would think
after having all those first-round draft picks that something would materialize. Like, something would work.
Well, that was like the Skins dedicating relatively high picks. I think Ramsey and Jason Campbell was like, what, an 18th pick overall or something like that?
Yeah.
It was Ramsey... high second round or late first. I mean, Ramsey was not a low on the totem pole pick. I could be totally wrong, but my gut is he was not a crap pick.
No, it wasn't.
It's the same story.
But he wasn't a Tim Couch, or he wasn't a Courtney Brown.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Cleveland could have had, look at all the players that they could have taken. They could have had Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, you got Brady
Again,
Quinn.
Time travel, my friend. Just work on it. You can live like a king in ancient Egypt, just with like a 45. It doesn't take much to impress the Egyptians, but you could also go back and advise your favorite teams.
Even if you're not a Cleveland fan, do yourselves a favor and just have a good laugh tonight or whenever you listen to this. Go to Wiki and look at all of Cleveland's first round draft picks.
Well, the very famous jersey of the 20 starting quarterbacks, I believe, that the Chicks kept up with.
Yeah. There was literally Brian Hoyer was the 19th different starting quarterback since 1999, which was the expansion when Cleveland came back.
I mean, the Skins aren't horribly far behind that, though.
I don't know about 19.
They're not 19, but 10-ish somewhere in
there. There's probably 10 or 11 different starters in Washington.
And they've been up there.
But see, Washington's done, you know, They had completely different mentalities. Cleveland's always been, you know what, we're going to build from the draft. We're terrible every year, so we're going to have first-round draft picks. We're going to build from this. Whereas Washington was always, we're going to go after the stud veteran, and we're going to overpay him. He's not going to perform, and then we're going to dump him.
46-year-old Bruce Smith.
Why not? Why not take Jason Taylor? Why not an Adam Archuleta?
Why piss away a second-rounder for Jason Taylor? It was literally like a football club trade. The Dolphins loaned Jason Taylor for 1 year, except it cost us a second-round pick.
Deion Sanders?
Like, we were this close to the Super Bowl. Like, I look back at that trade, and I'm like, it's asinine. To show you how little I knew about football back then, that trade was made. I'm like, there's a guaranteed second-round pick. Who knows what that becomes? Jason Taylor, proven commodity. I look back now. Oh, I wish it was like seeing yourself in 19. Like, you got the Eminem frosted hair type stuff, and you just think you're the coolest thing on earth. And you look back, you're like, what a dunce.
Hey, again, time travel. I had a butt cut, all right? I was in high school in the early 90s.
Oh, God.
Butt cut.
Butt cut. Just parted down the middle.
Just parted right in the middle. Who knows what's doing? It's really long in the front, long enough to throat back, and then there was nothing in the, you know, shaved up in the back of the head. It's long bangs.
Oh, God. I want to make some compelling discussion of these matchups this week. Everything seems so lopsided and just boring. Like, Cowboys at Lions, both of them 4-3. That's actually an interesting, somewhat evenly matched game. And I guess Seahawks at Rams Monday night.
What I like about that is just on the when you pit, although they don't even go against one another, but when you watch someone like a Dez Bryant and a Calvin Johnson,
yeah.
When you look at guys like that that are really talented, just big receivers, and what I would do in Cleveland, they get a guy like one of those, you know, like a Calvin Johnson or Andre Johnson, someone with some height, some athletic ability, and that can actually catch.
Yeah,
the ball.
You throw in the end zone, and he's like just towering over anyone.
Yeah, just hey, Wheaton. All you have to do literally is just get the ball out of your hand.
Yeah, overthrow as you're prone to, sir.
And Dez Bryant will go up and get it. Yeah. Calvin Johnson will go up and catch that ball. Just get rid of it. That's all you got to do.
No, they're team changers. I mean, the week that the Lions were without Calvin Johnson, they got stomped. They had nothing. They just really couldn't threaten without that dude taking all the coverage up. But yeah, Rams last year were like kind of sick within their division. I was pointing to that last year, or I'm sorry, a couple weeks ago when they hosted the 49ers. 49ers stomped them. Yeah. I believe that's actually how the 49ers kind of righted their season. So me acting like Seahawks playing them is going to be a big deal is maybe not the most accurate thing, but you never know. Like, you want to say any given Sunday, that old quote, within the division, weird crap happens.
True. So Miami to New England.
Miami within the division, so hot.
New England's coming off the loss, right?
Their weird loss, another divisional loss to the Jets. Miami started like really, people were thinking at the beginning of the season, their quarterbacks turned the corner and the whole team in general is just doing some hot things. And you know what? What are they down to now? What's their record? Are you looking at it?
No, I'm not.
I'm just crossing my fingers. I want to say
three games.
They're like 4-3 now, 3-4, like just in that middle of the pack crap yet again that they seem to excel at. I wish I could care about that matchup a little more, but I don't care about New England much. I'm not a fan of theirs. I like seeing them losing, but I think one of the secrets to New England's success has been they've just been so consistent in their division year after year. They just rarely give away games. They're almost always like 5-1.
Plus, I'm sure they're going to be playing this game for the girl that got punched too. They got a lot
dedicated to her.
They're going to have a lot of passion going on the field this week. It's really just laying it all out there for this
almost
poor
like a
girl.
Save Ferris scenario.
Yeah, Miami's 3-3. New England's losses.
But I want to say Miami was like 3-0 or something like
that. They started off 3-0.
Yeah.
Tannehill, yeah, like you said, Tannehill's turned the corner. Reggie Bush, they probably should have just kept him around. But, you know, I'm a big fan of Brian Hartline down there in Miami. A nice, dependable white wide receiver, which you don't see too many. You know, you'll get a Steve Largent once every 30 years.
I don't like modern white wide receivers.
Yeah, I like that.
I want them from back in the day when, like, they would go into the locker room at halftime, peel off their leather helmet, and have a cigarette. That's how I want my white wide receivers. But I guess if we're going to keep them around, it's almost like seeing an alligator. You're like, you're a dinosaur that still exists.
You don't see too many white prima donnas, do you, at wide receiver?
Oh, no, no. They're totally so happy to be here, sir.
Yeah, it's the complete opposite. Like, you know, it's like,
I realize how absurd this is. I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah, I know this is all going to come to an end really quickly until the next kid comes out of college. But, you know, I'll take it. I'll take it while it's here. You know, let me ask you this. We'll get off the schedule real quick. What are your thoughts about the Fred Davis situation here in Washington?
I just read about this last night, actually, because I don't listen to a ton of, like, sports, local sports stuff, I guess, and it didn't come up on PTI. But he's apparently being floated for trades, right?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they just don't have a need for him anymore.
Yeah, they've gotten, I'm trying to remember, I know it's Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson's brother, we all know it. And
they're twins.
Yeah, I forget who else they have at tight end, but they're kind of stocked at the position. And
is his name Reed? Is it Jordan Reed or something like that?
Yeah, let's say that.
All right. Jordan Reed is doing a hell of a job for Washington.
I mean, none of them seem as good as like Cooley was in his prime at all. And Fred Davis was like killer for a brief time when Cooley was kind of fading away. So you're like, oh, it's taken care of. Fred's great. But Fred's barely played this year, hasn't had a ton of impact. Like, it seems that RG3 has actually enjoyed wide receivers instead of a tight end. He doesn't seem to be one of those quarterbacks who's
shocking
dumping to his tight ends left and right. So, yeah, if you can get a damn thing for the guy, he's like one drug bust away from a year suspension anyhow. So he's kind of crappy goods in that regard.
Yeah, I think he's had the injury. I don't think they're too keen on him. I think they figure his best days are behind him. Again, like you said, he's
still under like a rook contract. Is he not? Like, is he that used up?
Well, I think they signed him. I think he stuck around.
Did he get like
he took
actual...
the 1 year here?
Uh-huh.
He turned down an offer, I believe. I could be wrong about this. I thought he turned down an offer from the Jets for a 2 year deal, which would have been paid him a decent amount.
Yeah.
But I think he stuck around here for 1 year when his contract came up last year. So I guess the sentiment is...
That's right. He's from that year where they got like the two wideouts in the second round, and they're both like out of the league at this point. I forget what their names were.
Yeah.
Obviously high impact, high octane guys.
They've done a lot. Yeah, they've done a lot for themselves. Is it Malcolm Floyd and Kelly?
Malcolm Kelly. Yeah.
And someone else.
I don't remember. The other dude was like, we cut him, and the Giants picked him up for like a month to learn stuff to beat us with the next week. Uh-huh. And then he actually became like an okay special
teams
player.
Yeah, I remember
bit,
that. But I can't remember his name. What they're talking about is if this guy's going to just fall off the map, why would anyone trade for him? The team's just going to wait for Washington
usually,
to release him.
Yeah, usually you can get like a joke like sixth round.
And they're
going to
go,
something.
Oh, you know what? We could trade for him for a fifth or a sixth. Or we can just wait until he gets released, and then we'll just pick him up for nothing. We don't have to give anything
up. It's weird, though. Most people do the trade in that scenario. If you really want the guy.
If you really need if you need a tight end.
You offer him up.
And then what about the fourth tight end? Who's the other kid that's here? He was like a wide receiver, but he's big.
Oh, God. Why are you making me act like I
Giles
watched the
or so?
Skins
no, not,
a ton
Niles,
this year?
Not Miles, Miles Davis?
Yes.
Is that him?
Peeing your pants is cool.
Miles Davis is playing here? What's his name?
Oh, man, you're really making me look like a boob. I do not know for the life of me. You need an iPad faster if you're going to get facty on me.
Who is this?
We've just hit the hour mark. I'm looking to just bring this bitch home at this point.
Well, caller, anyone?
Yeah,
what's his name?
Go to the lines.
Oh, we just lost you. Shoot, I forget. Well, anyway, but four. You don't need four tight ends on the Redskins.
No, Christ, no.
All right, so give me. Okay, so how about this? Give me. We're here in an hour. Let's get a couple more interesting. Let's get like two games that you think are interesting here this week.
For the week, again, probably for pure. I have no dog in this fight. Cowboys at Lions. I think that will be pretty watchable. And I'm going to go with Seahawks at Rams. Who you got? I just, again, sorry to ask you and then literally stomp over you. That was the worst thing I've
ever
done.
No. I think, yes, Seahawks and Rams Monday night. You know, I don't think St. Louis has anything there. I don't know what they're going to do in Minnesota.
Green Bay
is playing Green Minnesota. Bay, yeah. They're in Minnesota. I don't know. I think they're going to go with Matt Castle.
No, I think they're going to Ponder.
Oh.
I could be wrong, but I believe.
Because everyone's injured, right? I mean, I thought.
They had Freeman in this week. Josh Freeman.
Yeah,
he's
hurt.
And now he's concussed. And I believe they're going back to Ponder.
And what was wrong with Castle? Castle was hurt too, don't they? Evolve?
Yeah, I don't know what his injury was, but his injury is what kind of opened the way for Freeman to come in. Because I think Ponder was actually ready to go in that scenario, and they were able to be like, hey, let's just play it safe. And oh, by the way, we got this shiny new toy. Let's put him in.
So they really need to motivate Ponder this week. So can they dangle his wife in front of the team, or, you know, hey, Ponder, if you don't win, we GB your girl, your wife? What do we do here? How do we motivate this kid to play? I didn't think he was that great at Florida State, to be honest. I wasn't that high on him.
He is from that draft class where everyone was reaching for the franchise
just
quarterback.
Just like, please, someone. Someone save this.
It was like, what, him, Gabbert, and Locker, right? And like only Locker has panned out. And if I don't know if I'm wrong here, but Locker was the last of those three picked, correct?
I think Jake, yeah.
I think he was like 18-ish or something. Gabbert was like 8, Ponder.
I'm just agreeing
10.
With you just because I don't know otherwise. I'm going, yeah, sure.
Autistically pulling these numbers out. I think I saw them once maybe a year and a half ago. But I want to say they all fell into that draft pattern around there. It's like 8, 10, and mid-teens. And Locker is kind of okay, I guess. Titans think they might have something there.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I will say Green Bay, Minnesota, I'll probably watch that. I'm interested in the quarterback. I like Adrian Peterson. Outside of that, whatever. And then I probably will watch Pittsburgh and Oakland. Because these two teams were, you know, these badass, hard-nosed teams of the 70s. They don't take any crap from anybody. And now they're so soft.
Time is cruel.
It's so bad.
If you want to see how cruel time is, Google Sam Roberts Show interview Jenna Jameson. That was a train wreck I was listening to on Monday.
Ugh.
If you want to see what the years can do. So, yeah.
What's she looking like?
It's not so much the looks. It was like an Elvis near the end, like Elvis shaking Nixon's hand era Elvis interview where he's just strung out. He's on stage just forgetting lyrics, laughing his way.
Censored himself.
Yeah.
Just wearing a diaper, just letting
exactly. You pull away the belt and he's got a couple huggies there. It was a mess, but. Yeah.
Overall, you're right. This week,
it's a weak slate.
It's tough.
It's a weak slate. If you're into blowouts for whatever reason, like you get the giggles watching that, then you'll have fun.
Oh yeah, you're gonna watch San Francisco destroy Jacksonville.
Yeah,
and you're gonna watch New Orleans just treat Buffalo like they're a seventh grade football
when
team.
When I was going through and I was trying to find compelling matches, but I'm like, I guess there's this angle for this one. The Redskins will get stomped by the Broncos probably. I mean, hell, I'm a Redskins fan. I don't think they're doing anything this year, so I'm fine with the Broncos beating them because I do love Peyton Manning. He is my man crush. Him and his weird forehead, and whenever he takes off his helmet, it's like purple because it looks like he has the water brain. Like he just has that cranium problem.
Big head.
Oh, dude. Anytime you see Peyton on the sideline, especially if he's just come off a series, look at his forehead. There's just 3 purple splotches where the padding has struggled against his massive, like, Ken Griffey Jr.
Have a loose helmet.
Cranium.
That thing's got to be tight.
Oh, it's just ratcheted on in that man's
case.
No
loose nuts and bolts in there. Does Shanahan, what happens to Kyle Shanahan after this year?
I don't know if Shanahan gets the axe because they've, again, been screwed 15 mil on the salary cap, and I think a lot of what's wrong with them is special teams, and I think special teams took the hit for that 15 mil. I don't know what kind of giving mood Danny Boy is in, if he wants to keep him around another year, but if Shanahan's gone,
Danny Boy.
Yeah, Kyle's gone. I think Mike goes, the sun goes.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen anything out of that offense except for last year that blew me away.
Now, let's hope they can pull off something this week. I'll be rooting for them. No, I won't be. But, hey, I sat here. We talked football.
Yeah.
You know, like a couple old chaps that knew what they were talking about.
We did the hell out of it. I think we impressed the girls in the audience. They were fooled.
Yeah, the two that are sitting over there, they can't get enough. You want more? Oh, more. They're asking for more. All right. Well, you're not going to get it tonight because I'm going to go home to my infant child.
I'm so impressed I was able to actually get you away for any amount of time. I can't thank you enough for coming in.
Hey, anytime. Like, honestly, we've been talking about this for so long. If I can get the big brown guy out here for a Saturday for a Papa's Basement where, you know, if you want to swear, we can swear. If you don't want us to swear.
We can keep that one dirty. I got to have you record the word censored after we're done because I don't know how to just make a bleep on this editor we're working with. And I'm just, for comedic effect,
okay,
going to paste the word you saying censored in for any time we drop the S-bomb and whatever.
Today, in tonight's episode.
We only got four.
Oh,
I put markers in. No, right. You're pretty behaved. Anything you want to plug, man? Let me actually play our outro music as we do that. It's kicking in. And we have to actually have the intro on this part.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't cut it from the MP3. Like, when I play it at the start of the show, I just chop the MP3 so it cuts to the boom. But here we have the whole wind-up. So, I don't know, plug your Twitter. Plug your show, man.
Hey, you know what? You can follow me on Twitter at StupidRedHat. At Big Brown Burnsy, and then follow my big brown friend at Big Brown DC. We have a show called Big Brown and Burnsy. We haven't recorded since July. We promised
we'll
get
back into it.
Had a kid,
man. What do you want?
And yeah, I had a kid, and you know, we both got married recently, so we're busy, you know, and we all have like tons of jobs.
They got things going on. I really have nothing going on. That's why I'm just more episodes a week out of this, man. I'm John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter. All the stuff I'm affiliated with, you've sat through another Papa's Football podcast. God bless you for that. PFpod.com is the site. We're on iTunes. My main show is inpapasbasement.com. Hosted there, shows Papa's Basement. Find that one on iTunes as well by looking for Papa's Basement. If you look for In Papa's Basement, iTunes will just stare blankly back at you. Ask me how that's a good search engine. I don't know. We also do, Spooky's Comic. I've been writing that one for a while now. That's hosted at both The Spookies Comic and SpookiesComic.com. Go to either.
Can I say this? Even if you're not a podcast listener, I strongly encourage you, if you're just like the girlfriend or a wife of someone that's listening to this and you don't want to listen to it, check out your writing, because that is very entertaining.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. At InPapasBasement.com. I do try to write a good deal as well. There's a lot of that site. So just tinker around. Find things you're going to like. Between the two of us, something's going to stick to the wall.
We hope so.
All right, we're out of here.
Censored.